Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Ryman Limited First Half 2018 Results Conference Call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Dominic O'Hanlon and Mark McLennan. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining our call today. It's a great pleasure to bring you our first half results for the financial year, and there is a presentation which is available on the ASX, and we'll be using that as our guide for today's session. So our first half highlights a strong revenue growth in our licensing business. It grew 21% compared to the same period last year, up to 85 million dollars in revenue. Our gross margin likewise grew strongly, 19% compared to the same prior comparative period, up to 13.2 million dollars. And the operating profit that we generate from our licensing business grew 45% compared to the prior comparative period, up to 2.6 million dollars. In terms of our group, which also includes our solutions business, includes some consulting and support services. That group grew 22% compared to the same prior comparative period, to 88.3 million dollars. The same period last year grew 9%, so year-over-year, it's gone from 9% growth to 22% growth. The gross margin for the group as a whole was 19% growth, compared to 2% in the first half of last year, and the operating profit of the group was 117% growth, compared to 151% last year, up to 3.1 million dollars in operating profit in the first half. When it comes to our reported EBITDA, it grew 304% compared to the same period last year, up to 2.8 million dollars, and our profit after tax was 1.1 million dollars, compared to a flat position in the same period last year. Our cash in the first half was very strong compared to the first half of last year, up 5.9 million dollars to 17.3 million dollars, after a 2.3 million dollar share buyback, which was commenced during the first half of this year. As a result of the cash position and the profits in the business, we are announcing today a maiden fully franked interim dividend of 0.05 per share. On the next slide, there is more detail around those financials, but I'm gonna ask our CFO, Mark, to talk briefly about this a bit later. So I'll skip over the next slide and just go through to the operational highlights for the half. For those of you who've invested in us for some time, you'll notice that these slides are very consistent with what we've shown before. On the next slide, we have the growth in our business broken down by region. The ANZ region grew 20% in the first half compared to the prior comparative period, and the Asian region grew 26%, so at a combined group level, 22% growth. A lot of that was to do with our public cloud business, which I'll be talking about shortly. On the right-hand side, you can see that we continue to attract more resellers. We are now over 2,500 resellers, broken into over 1,700 in Australia and over 700 in the Asian region. As you may be aware, we were awarded the South Korean business by Microsoft during this half. We commenced that in this half, and we have signed our first customers, and that business is now operational. Moving to the next slide, we talk about public cloud, and I'm gonna give you a little bit of an overview of this in a little bit more detail shortly. But our public cloud business is something that we were very open about investing in. We saw a great opportunity here. We've now launched this in multiple countries throughout the region, and it's broken into two components. The first component is the sale of software, Office 365, in particular for Microsoft, and the second part is infrastructure, so that's Microsoft Azure. It's their public cloud data center, which competes head-on with AWS and Google. We launched the Office 365 business first, and you can see on the left-hand side of the next slide, very strong growth in that business, up 128% compared to the prior comparative period in the first half of last year. We were 81,600 seats at the end of December 2016, and 186,400 seats as at the end of December 2017. We've also taken this opportunity to show you that even during January, which is traditionally a pretty flat month, we've added another 10,000 seats yet again. So we're very soon approaching 200,000 seats in that business. It now has an annualized run rate of 31 million dollars from a standing start a couple of years ago. We absolutely are seeing a transition in Australia from workloads that used to be deployed in private cloud data centers into public cloud. Those workloads are traditionally things like email and Word and Excel. We're not yet seeing big traction of ERP systems or CRM systems, but from a workload point of view, we are absolutely are seeing the traction that Office 365 is generating, and we're now starting to see Azure growing significantly for us as well. So we now have 1,351 signed partners as at the end of the year, compared to 923 as at the prior comparative period. That's over 400 new partners added during the year, which is more than one a day. And similarly, when we look at those that are signed and now transacting, you'll see that over 300 new partners have started transacting during the year. Again, close to one a day. 65% of partners that have signed up to this public cloud program with Ripe are net new to us. That was 57% as at the 31st of December. What that's telling you is that our existing customers were the low-hanging fruit. They were the first ones to start adopting public cloud workloads. But we're now reached a point where most of the partners we're signing to this program have never bought software for a data center from us. So they've never been customers of our traditional SPLA business. So on that point, I'll just quickly move through to the right value proposition, and I'm sure that many of you have heard this before, but I'll just take the opportunity for those of you who haven't to explain a little bit about why our business is growing at the rate it's growing at, how it is that we're able to get the traction that we are in the public cloud, and the things that make us different than our competitors, the things that make people want to deal with us as a company. So our value proposition is that we're a specialist in subscription licensing. We provide licensing, subscription management tools, a very unique platform called Prism, which stands for the Platform for Recurring Subscription Management, and we provide value-added services such as marketing, training, consulting, 24/7 support, cloud provisioning, and billing as a service. The thing that makes us very different than a traditional software distributor is that we don't sell hardware, we don't have warehouses, we don't have trucks or forklifts. We're very, very light in terms of CapEx, and what we do is we provide a platform, and on that platform you can sign up, start consuming software, and pay monthly on a subscription basis for what you've used. That is our business. It is a subscription management business providing licenses on a consumption pay-as-you-go basis. If we move to the next slide, which is slide number 12, we have three strategic operating divisions. The first one is our licensing business. It's what I just talked about. It is the fact that we are solely and specially focused on subscription management. It's 95% of our revenue. 5% of our revenue comes from our cloud solutions business. That actually is growing a little bit at the moment because we've actually added a 24/7 support capability, which is growing and doing quite well. For those of you who followed us for a couple of years now, you'll notice that the solutions business has turned around and it's reached profitability. That's largely coming from our 24/7 support desk. And our cloud operations business, which is effectively our IP, it's our platform, it's the things that we do to make us the company that our partners want to deal with. They're the three main divisions of our business. And while the licensing is the bulk of our business, the other two really help us to drive that licensing business. On the next slide, slide 13, we talk about our operating model, how we work, and it's quite simple really. We take software licenses from companies like Microsoft, Symantec is a new one we've just added during this half, Citrix, Trend Micro, Veeam, Red Hat, VMware, Zimbra. What we do is we add services on top, such as 24/7 support, consulting as a service, marketing as a service to help resellers then take that value proposition to their customers. So our resellers or our customers are managed service providers, independent software vendors, systems integrators, value-added resellers, telcos, software as a service companies. These are effectively all IT companies, and they come to us to provide a subscription platform for them to take software to their enterprise customers in public cloud, in private cloud, and in hybrid cloud marketplaces. If we move to, this is another visualization on slide 14 of our business model, and it's a slightly different way of looking at the same story. We have an infrastructure platform, which includes things like Microsoft Azure for public cloud, which includes Microsoft SPLA, which is private cloud licensing. We then add complementary software on top, things like Citrix, Acronis, security products like Symantec. We add other capabilities like Microsoft Dynamics. We add software like Office 365, and then on top of that, we put our own IP, Portal Go, our own marketing as a service, and our own support as a service. The reality is what we're doing here is we're making small IT companies look big. small IT companies can go to their customers and say, we've got all of this capability, we can provide you 24/7 support, and we can provide campaigns for you around different products, and Ripe is the back end that provides that platform capability for them. So we've had very, very strong traction in that business in the first half. It is growing as we expected. We are seeing the transition moving from traditional data centers to public cloud for certain types of workloads, specifically email. And for other workloads, we're still seeing growth in our SPLA business. And that's very much the case in Asia, which is, I would say, a couple of years behind Australia in terms of the move from private cloud to public cloud. We're going to hand over to Mark to talk you through the financials. Before I do that, I'll let you all know that we're also going to run an investor briefing on the 6th of March at the Microsoft offices. There is a slide at the end of this deck about that. But the goal of that briefing will be to have Microsoft present to investors that are interested on what are they seeing in the industry, what they're seeing in terms of traction, what's happening in terms of move from private cloud to public cloud, and then the Ripe executive team will be taking investors that are interested also through a presentation on more detail about the operations part of our business, not necessarily just the financials. So having said all that, I'm going to hand over to Mark McClellan, our CFO, and he's going to take you through the detailed financial result.
Thanks, Dominic. So I'm going to talk to slide 16, which is the sort of detailed financial results. Just at the revenue line, there was, as Dominic said, there was a strong performance in both licensing and solutions. On the licensing side, our revenue was up 21%. That was more than half of that growth was driven by our public cloud side of the business, so the Microsoft CSP program. Our SPLA side of licensing, again, that continues to grow at single digits. What I would say about the SPLA is it was, this time last year, it was about 60% of the business. It's now 50% of the business as the CSP revenues continue to grow at a strong rate. In relation to non-Microsoft vendors, we're also seeing strong double-digit growth from vendors such as Citrix, Veeam, Trend, Micro, and then we've added a new security program called Symantec in the first half as well. From a solutions perspective, as Dominic mentioned, we're seeing strong growth from our support side of that, so revenue's up 37% year on year. At a margin level, the licensing margin you can see was in 16 was 15.2, in 17 was 15.8, and for this half it's 15.5, so broadly stable in the first half. From a solutions perspective, you can see the margin coming down, and that's really because within the cost of sales for the support side of solutions, we include the cost of the people making the technical calls. So you'll see that gross margin come down in the solutions. The most important thing from that perspective is that solutions profitability has turned around significantly in the first half of FY18. Now, looking at the OPEX side of the business, licensing expenses up 14%, so they've gone up 1.3 million in FY18. About 0.3 of that was career operations, which we've obviously launched in the last 6 months. So net-net, the licensing expenses have gone up 1 million, excluding career, and that's really around investing in the public cloud side of the business. And if you look at the solution expenses, they've come down by 500,000 despite increase in revenue, and that's really driven by the reduction in headcount in the consultancy side, offset by the increased cost in our support activities. So adding all those up, very pleased to report a 43% increase in the licensing operating profit and a turnaround in the solutions operating profit from a loss of 400,000 in first half FY17 to 500,000 in first half FY18. So overall operating profits up 117% and reported EBITDA is up 300%. Now moving on to slide 17, which is the cash position. I think we've told many of you that typically the seasonality in our business is it's a negative operating cash flow in the first half because we invest in marketing, significant marketing activities in the first half. And also there's a number of payments post year end. But I'm pleased to announce that we had a positive cash inflow from operating activities of 0.6 of a million versus 2.1 outflow in the period in FY17. So that's a strong turnaround. And in terms of investing, we continue to invest in the business. We've increased investment in property, plant, equipment. That's predominantly in the support side of the solutions. We sold our stake in Lifetiles, so we've got proceeds of $700,000 during the first half. And then we've continued to invest in our Prism portal, which is our billing subscription management system. So we've almost doubled the investment in the last 6 months. And then the other thing we sort of spent our money on is that we've done a share buyback. We bought back 2.5% of our shares at a cost of $2.3 million in terms of cash, at an average price of 67 cents. So following that through, our closing cash position is 17.3, and that's up 5.9 million compared to this time last year. Moving on to slide 19. So we thought we'd just outline some of the shareholder returns. So on the left-hand side, I've got EPS for first half FY18 versus first half FY17, and it's effectively moved from 0.01 cents, so effectively nothing in the first half of FY17 to almost 0.8 cents in FY18, so a significant uptick in EPS driven by, you know, strong improvement in profitability and also the impact of the share buyback. And on the right-hand side, we can see the share price since January 2017 to close as of last Friday, so the share price has gone up 90%. In that period, which is very pleasing. And then finally, because of the strong position of cash and operating improvement, we've announced a maiden fully franked interim dividend of 0.5 cent, which will be paid in March. So I'd like to hand back to Dominic to cover the outlook.
Thank you, Mark. So for our outlook, we're reaffirming our guidance of $7 million plus in operating profit for the year. Obviously, our first half was much stronger than it was last year. If we have a H2 similar to what we had last year, then the $7 million will be easily achievable. The reality is, however, that we want to continue to invest in the business. There will be opportunities for us to do new things in the second half that we want to have freedom to exercise should we choose to do so. So then what we're seeing from a revenue point of view is there is a transition happening in certain workloads, email, Word, Excel, etc., away from hosted data centers into public cloud. As a result of that, there is some deterioration in our traditional SPLA business moving into CSP, but CSP is a higher margin business for us, albeit at a lower revenue than SPLA. So what we're seeing is a mix in a shift in mix from private cloud to public cloud. We're not really seeing that much in Asia yet. Asia is still very strong from a SPLA point of view. We do see that over time incentives will drive more and more towards public cloud, and we are the number one provider of Microsoft CSP Azure in an indirect motion for Microsoft now in the Asia Pac region. We are a globally managed account, which means we're dealing with the executives out of Seattle focusing on how do we drive more and more public cloud. And I do believe that part of our business is going to continue to grow from strength to strength. Azure, I think, will be a big uptick for us in the second half and beyond. So I'm actually really excited about that part of our business. From a margin point of view, it's really complicated to predict what margin's going to happen. You see, over 3 years, it's gone from 15.2 to 15.8 to 15.5, which is actually quite miraculous when you consider the number of moving parts in the business, private cloud, public cloud, different vendors, different size customers. But I believe that the increase in margin in public cloud business will come at the expense of some deterioration in the private cloud business, but broadly in the mix, it'll be relatively flat. So we're sticking with our guidance of $7 million plus in operating profit for the year. And we do, as you know, if you've been following us for a while, we do have a stretch target in place set for the executive team to achieve approximately $9 million in operating profit by the 31st of December 2018. And the executive team are pretty excited and focused on achieving that. So the last slide in slide 22 is just reaffirming the investor presentation and the investor briefing at the offices of Microsoft in Sydney. For those who are interested, there is a URL in which you can go and register. I think the room can seat about 70 people. So if you're interested in that, register as soon as you can. And more details are on the website, and we'll follow up with email. Thank you for your time, and we'll now hand to some questions.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. We will now pause briefly to allow questions to join the queue. There are currently no questions at this time. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.
Thank you.